Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is August 25th, Sunday. 2019, day 233. Today's topic, always fruitful, still bear fruit in old age. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God, breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Thank through your day all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The word time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 92 verses 9 to 15. Job chapter 16 verse 1 to chapter 19 verse 29. 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verses 1 to 24. Proverbs 22 verse 1. Today's main passages. The first one, Psalm 92 verses 9 to 15. For surely your enemies, Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured on me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green. Proclaiming, the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him. The third passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verses 13 to 14. Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, do everything in love. Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. Today, Michelle and I received the same promise from Psalm 92, verses 9 to 15. Always fruitful, still bear fruit in old age. This doesn't mean that our whole life have no storm and crisis. This promise is that even the wicked people are in power and we fall into a situation somewhat like Job losing everything within one day. But if we can live out 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verses 13 to 14, stand firm in the faith and do everything in love, we will surely be fruitful always and still can bear fruit in old age. Let's pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help us to stand firm in faith and do everything in love so that we will be always fruitful and still can bear fruit in old age. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to be always fruitful and still can bear fruit in old age? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you.